We think that we're breathing clear air. You and I can't see anything in the air in front of us in the room we're in because our naked eye can only see things that are above microscopic. If we shone a laser light here in the room, we would see millions of little particles in that light beam no matter where we shine it. 11,000 liters a day is how much you breathe every single day. We pump 2,000 gallons of blood per day. So our blood is distributing all these nanoparticles into our system at the same time as it's bringing oxygen and nutrients to our cells. Blood is also designed to carry it out, so we have to clean our blood. The last thing I want to do is be all paranoid about breathing. You got to have the must-haves, and this definitely fits a major category of must-have.
Hello, everyone. I'm Dr. Wendy Myers. Welcome. Thanks for joining us today. Today, I have Ian Clark, and he is the founder of Activation Products, and I always have such interesting conversations with him. He's such a wealth of information and travels around the world looking for the most interesting supplements out there that can up-level your health. And today we're going to be talking about a really unique, easy way to detox your body, remove particulate matter, and anything that isn't supposed to be in your body. And this is a product also that I use myself every single day. So, Ian, thanks so much for joining us.
Hey, Wendy. Thanks for having me on again. It's been a little while. It's always good to have our conversations because you're such a wealth of knowledge as well. This is fun.
Yes. Yeah. So why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself and how you founded or came to found activationproducts.com, which, you know, in my esteem has the highest level products, the highest level quality, the packaging, everything. You are a fanatic about quality.
Yeah. It's been a long journey to get to where we are now and a lot of learning. So that started in 2004 when I was 46 years old. I had major health crisis that came on with a tumor that started growing in the bottom of my abdomen, heart disease, and a really messed up liver. And I had no clue why. All the doctors just told me it was genetic predisposition, and this is very common for a man in his mid-40s. But that didn't help me. I was not interested in that. And I'm just going to fast forward to a moment to now, just so people don't worry about what's going on. I turned 65 in 2 weeks. And I'm healthier than I was when I was 25 years old. And that took 19 years of journey of learning more and more and more to get simpler and simpler and simpler until we came right down to the definitive things where when I started the journey, it took 7 years to get rid of the tumor naturally. It took 5 years to get rid of the heart disease. It took a little more than 7 years to deal with the liver problem. And then I was in the medical range. Just from learning natural things. But when you're just learning, of course, you only have a small capacity to understand. And I found out that everything I knew was wrong to start with. That's why I was dying. I didn't understand heavy metal problems or fungal infections or body temperature or particulate matter that we're breathing. I didn't know anything about that, like most people don't know in the mainstream. And I was quite mainstream.
Yeah, why don't you talk about that? Why don't you talk about the particulate matter that we're all breathing in? Because that's one of the main ways that we become toxic is just breathing in air pollution, correct?
That's correct. And we think that we're breathing clear air. Like you and I can't see anything in the air in front of us in the room we're in because our naked eye can only see things that are above microscopic. If we shone a laser light here in the room, we would see millions of little particles in that light beam no matter where we shine it. But that's visible. But as invisible are microparticles, nanoparticles, and picoparticles. They go 1,000 times smaller with each term. And the smaller the particles go, the more volume there is. It turns out that in every liter of air we breathe is quadrillions of little nano razor blades made of rubber dust from tires wearing out, which contains plastics, resins, epoxies, metals, chemicals, cotton, you know, whatever they make tires from. And there's 10 billion pounds per year of this nanoparticle rubber dust released into the atmosphere a mile and a half above every road because there's no rubber on the road. So this is just one of 1,000 different things that are released into our atmosphere that we can't see, smell, taste, or sense. But it accumulates as we age. So that's what's actually killing everyone. So no matter how health conscious a person is, if they do not know how to deal with a particulate matter, it will kill them pretty much on time. Because if you look at the mainstream and the health-conscious people definitely have a better quality of life. they only live 3 to 5% longer. You know, if somebody's 80, just think of our mental thinking. Oh, you're 80. You're old. No. You're only old if you haven't dealt with the stuff that's aging you. We should literally live for hundreds of years. We should, but we don't. But now we're learning. So this journey brought me to very, very high levels of finally simplifying everything down to what are the biggest problems that we have. And what we're breathing is the biggest. 11,000 liters a day is how much you breathe every single day. We pump 2,000 gallons of blood per day. So our blood is distributing all these nanoparticles into our system at the same time as it's bringing oxygen and nutrients to our cells. Blood is also designed to carry it out, so we have to clean our blood. Now, there's ways to clean blood that are very efficient. There's ways to clean blood that are not so efficient. But we do know that we have to have a clean bloodstream, and that's what we're going to look at today and talk about that. How do we get things into our bloodstream that get distributed widely every single second of every day throughout our system so that it can then go in and deal with it, support us? We need the support because our bodies get overwhelmed. And you see, the older a person gets, the stiffer they become. They get hardened arteries. They get brain function that messes up, Alzheimer's, dementia, all of these things that we're well aware of that terminate someone's life. And what you're all about is longevity without any limit. I'm all about longevity without any limit. But who wants to stay alive a long time if you're not having a very high quality of experience every day? You want to feel great. You want to be totally functional. You want your brain function getting better and better as you age, not worse and worse. So the paradigm shifts when we get better every day. Our KPI, our key performance indicators, are that today is a higher quality day than yesterday. And if you're doing that and you find out what the keys are to increase your quality of life as you get older, wow, you've tapped in. It takes you from the death culture into the living culture. It takes you from the paradigm of thinking, oh, you know, the bottom's going to start falling out when I'm in my 70s. And when I'm in my 80s, it's really going to fall out. To where, no, when I'm in my 70s, I'm going to be way better than I am right now. You know, I'm 65 years old. We're just getting started. Now that we have this knowledge, and it has to be simple, because if you have to eat glop all day and take 100 pills and do all these things just to stay young, this doesn't work. People can't afford that stuff. It has to be so simple that when you invest the money in the right place, it drops your other expenses down so far that it becomes like it's free. That's really how it is.
Yeah.
And so it's so exciting today to talk about one of the elements that we consume on the daily basis, and we can consume on sprints at larger amounts to get rid of the accumulative effects that is in our body. So we get it down to a manageable amount so that what you're breathing in today is only going to be dealt with in that day and it's going to be gone, rather than having 65 years of buildup. Wow, right? That's a long time to be breathing 11,000 liters a day. You do the math on that. 65 times 3, 65 times 11,000. That's how many liters of air I breathe so far. And only in the last 20 years, I found out how to deal with these things. And only in the last 5 years did I find the actual truth. Because, you know, today we're going to talk about this product called Solaris, right?
Yes. Yeah, I love this stuff. Solaris is something that you introduced me to at least 5 years ago.
And it was 7 years ago.
It was seven. Oh, wow. Yeah. And I've been taking this on a regular basis. I have a number of different uses for it, but one of them is detoxification. And I also use it anytime I have like a bug bite or a rash on my skin. Works amazing. When nothing else, I work on different things for myself and family members. And I also put it on my face because it will kill all the bacteria and just get rid of all the stuff that's clogging your pores and gives you a really beautiful complexion as well.
Right.
But let's talk about how this removes particulate matter.
And so this product is one of these crazy products because people would always, you know, find out different things. They'd try to sell me, hey, you got to check this out. You got to promote this stuff. I'm like, hold it. I don't want more. I want less. So Solaris, when it showed up, I got a call on LinkedIn. A guy left his number. He didn't phone me, but he left his number on LinkedIn a couple of times. And you know, usually you delete things on LinkedIn because it's people always trying to promote. And I was just about ready to delete it. And I thought, you know, I'm just going to make this call. I just literally called that number right there. It was a U.S. number that went down into South America, forwarded to South America. And a gentleman picked up the phone and I said, hi, you've been leaving your number in LinkedIn. I just thought, okay, I better call you because it did sound interesting. And when he told me all the things that this Solaris would do, it wasn't called Solaris at the time because it was not widely available. It was like way too good to be true. But I thought if it's even half as good as what this guy is telling me, okay, I'm interested. I'll definitely buy some. So I got a hold of the gentleman he put me in touch with. I got some. And that's when I started telling you about it. But you remember how difficult it was? It was like impossible to get this stuff. Like we could get a little bit and then we couldn't get it. And I like, it's driving me nuts. And I wanted to find out if it actually performed before I would tell people about it. You were one of the most important people to tell about this because you were excited about it. You tried it. You found that it did all these things. And then I did other testing on it and found out it did like the whole list of things. And when you're going to tell someone about a product, if you just say, oh, it's like does everything, it's like, it just turns people off. So what I started to do is just get down to the definitive things. And what you mentioned, the particulate matter. It is the biggest support that we can do from a supplemental standpoint, because what it does, it dissolves impurities that are in your system into an inert material. A lot of times people will do a heavy metal detox and then they'll get really sick because it'll pull it out of the gut or it'll pull it out of here and then it will dump it in their brain or, you know, if they have a leaky gut. Well, what I saw this do is go in and convert the heavy metals that were poisoning the body into inert matter, and you just get rid of it and you never got sick from it. It's like, that's really cool. Okay. So let's focus on that because the heavy metals are what's coming in through what you're breathing. You know, when I talked about the rubber dust and then you got brake dust. What are brakes made of? Ouch. What about the cremated bodies? They're cremating 80% of the human bodies today into the neighborhoods of North America. They never used to cremate bodies, they used to bury them. And burying them is bad enough. You know, all the formaldehyde and the preservatives of the body and the going in the water tables, that's nasty. What they're supposed to do is compost bodies, but they've only passed that in two states, Oregon and Colorado, to make that so that we don't get poisoned by our own bodies that are dying around us. And off-gassing through these crematoriums is horrific. If you go on Google Maps and you type in crematorium or funeral home, look where they are. They're in our neighborhoods. Mexico, Canada, U.S., all the same. Especially the United States and Canada. So this particulate matter, we can't stop breathing. There's no filter that you can put on your face to stop it from coming in. There's no filter strong enough in your home. And besides, you got to go out all the time anyway. So the last thing I want to do is be all paranoid about breathing. I want to know that we've dealt with this problem, that we're cleaning our blood. So our blood carries so much in and carries so much out. It also distributes these important nutrients that are coming from the Solaris, for example, which is a total plant extract of clove, rosemary, and thyme. And you know how concentrated this stuff is. Like one drop on your tongue, you're going to notice that one. And when you put it in water, it immediately goes to work. When you put it in a little spray bottle and you spray your skin in diluted fashion, what wonderful things it does for your skin. And the one thing that I really doubted, and I didn't want to doubt it, but I just wanted to be healthfully skeptical. I was told that if you put this on a melanoma, that after 2 weeks of putting the full concentration, not diluted, on a melanoma, that it blows it up, becomes all nasty, and then it dries up and you peel it off without scarring. I was like, yeah, right. Okay. Well, I don't know. You can't go and advertise that. You can't make these claims. It's a medical claim. I was just told that it did that. So I wanted to observe. Where I found out that did work was a woman who didn't even tell me she had the problem. She was a wife of a friend of mine who I was just telling about Solaris. This is back in 2017. And I mentioned the melanoma thing. She never said anything. I didn't know that she had 8 sites in her body that had melanoma. And after 2 years, remember we were having trouble getting this stuff because I wasn't into the manufacturing yet. And then we would run out and she would run out and I was directing her where I knew to get it. And then she couldn't get it, and she's freaking out. She phoned me up and she goes, Ian, okay, I'm gonna have to tell you. Don't tell people this. I guess why I would never mention her name. She said, I've been putting it on my skin for the last few years, and I've got rid of 8 melanoma sites, and for some reason they keep popping up. And I said, well, are you taking it internally? She goes, no, I've just been putting it on. I go, no, you got to take it internally too, because this goes in and gets rid of those fungal infections that manifest on the skin. It gets rid of the heavy metals. It gets rid of those interrupters, those bacterial overgrowths, the yeast overgrowths, and the chemical overloads. We're loaded with chemicals that have come in maybe through our food or what we drank or whatever. Who knows? We're getting it from so many areas. I said, just take it internally. And I've never heard from her again.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. When I first started taking it, I started having a lot of yeasty smelling gas. And I just had this massive die-off of candida that smelled very, very kind of like yeasty and bready. And it's kind of like gross to say that. But you can tell immediately that it's working, that it's doing something, because that's usually the sign that many people have when they first start taking it internally.
For sure. Yeah. And it's so relieving. People notice it immediately, especially, you know, spraying it on the skin. Another thing that what was so cool is that if you take it and just put a couple of drops in 10 milliliters of distilled water in a little dropper bottle, and you put 5 drops in your eye each day, people have come back and told us that it got rid of their cataracts. I'm like, okay, we can't publish that. I can talk about it. I can say, yeah, that actually happens. And some, now not one of our clients, but there was a woman way back in the beginning of the testing who, I don't know why she did this, put it straight into her eyes, and then it made her eyes completely blurry for the whole day. She thought she'd harmed her eyes. When she found out that it could do no harm, she put it in for 4 days, but you can't see for 4 days because it, you know how much it numbs you, right?
No.
And on the morning of the 5th day when she woke up, she was washing her face and it was like cellophane that came off of her eyes in the sink. And that was her cataracts. It was gone that fast. And I don't recommend that. But these are just my personal experiences with people, because we sell direct to consumer and we hear feedback from our clients. And Solaris is one of the top level products that gets back to us with glowing results and glowing reports. So that's been exciting for us. We have just recently finally figured out how to get into that right package. So that little bottle that you have,
yeah,
that's the new package. It's super convenient because the original one was like this and it had the dropper in it. And so you got to unscrew it and you got to take the dropper out and you got to administer it. Whereas that one, you just take the top off and just squeeze the bottle. And that one's much more affordable as well. It's just a super affordable product. And it's got legs, right? It goes a long ways.
Yeah, it does go a long way. Like when I use it on my face, I put it in like a little mini foaming bottle. And I just literally put maybe one dropper full and a huge, maybe like a couple ounces of water, 3 ounces of water. And that goes a long way on your face to just do whatever the magic you want to do on your skin.
Right. So I learned a hard lesson with the skincare side of it. And I did not know that this company was going to do this. There was a company that was using a gel, like an ultrasound gel, and one of these very expensive medical grade heads that are made of metal. And they were doing ultrasound treatment, like the ultrasound frequency on skin. And they kept putting it in the gel, which they never told me they were going to do. I don't know. It was their experiment. And after 1 month, it ate the face off of the $15,000 metal head. And they were flipping on, like they were saying, you've got to buy a new head for us. I go, what happened? And then they told me, I said, no, you can't have that exposing at all to metal, because it dissolves metal into this inert material. It wrecked the head. Like, who would have thought, like, clove, rosemary, and thyme, really, is going to take the metal off the face of an expensive head that has, like, worth 15 grand?
Yeah. Well, tell us about what's in it exactly, because it's not essential oils, and, you know, it does contain that, but what is it exactly, and what makes, like, this formulation different and so effective?
Well, it's the way that it's extracted from the entire plant, because essential oils are like distilled extracts or CO2 extracts, and that's a totally different thing. They don't emulsify into water. You take any essential oil from clove, rosemary, and thyme, it'll float at the top of the thing, and it's really harsh on your system. So when you take the entire essence of all the medicinal ingredients from the entire plant of clove, rosemary, and thyme, the way it's extracted, it makes it completely water soluble. So when it goes in the water, it just disappears. You know, you don't have to stir it. You just switch it around like that, it's gone. There's no way an oil would do that. So the form that it's in is proprietary. It's a super unique way to do the extract from the plant. And it goes in and it washes your body clean of all this stuff. And so not only are you going to notice an uptick in energy, because your body's energy that it takes to deal with all this garbage that's in it, that it would otherwise have to do, is bypassed, because this goes in and does the work for you. And it will just methodically, slowly go through your body. Now, if somebody's very ill with something, they take more than normal. Like, the normal maintenance is just 10 drops in 8 ounces of water. And that keeps the stuff going out that's coming in. Now, the one thing, by the way, you don't take Solaris with other supplements. You break it up by 20 minutes to 30 minutes. I prefer 30 minutes, but I think 20 minutes is pretty much gone into your system. So I give an extra 10-minute cushion. So if you take it, it's nice to have an empty stomach because it doesn't upset you. Now, if someone's not well, they can do that up to 5 times a day, 10 drops, 5 times a day, 50 drops a day. And they would do that for 90 days. Like, if they were really heavy metal poison with significant gut problems, yeast overgrowth, bacterial infections, whatever. And they would just go and they'd start to go. And also for fungus, because this was originally designed for external fungal removal, mold, right? Because fungus is mold. There's a mold remediation thing.
And that's so important, because so many people are dealing with mold and their body can't handle it. Their immune system is like overreacting to that. Everyone has some form of like fungus and parasites and things like that. And the protocols are just, like all the different pills you have to take and all that. It's just like kind of a big pain. And there's so many different protocols for so many different things that you can just completely eliminate just with this one thing. And for me, whenever I have a cold, I start to feel like I get any kind of cold, just the inkling of it, I take this, knocks it out. I mean, every single time. I mean, if you kind of wait too long, the cold's maybe already taken hold, and you might have to see it through, but this would definitely shorten the length of that. But then the minute I feel something weird or my daughter has something, I just kind of head it off at the path and get rid of it. Solaris has been amazing. I swear, I think I've only had one cold in the last 7 years. That's how effective this is. I just couldn't beat that one cold that I had. But definitely when I started taking this, huge candida die-off that I'd been battling with my whole life in one form or another, because I used to eat a lot of sugar. But yeah, this is, you know, you need to prepare for, you know, a couple weeks, I think, of that yeasty smelling gas, but you know that it's working, you know, it's getting out of your body. I definitely do not have that side effect any longer because I take this on a regular basis, but you know instantly that it's working because of that, that initial side effect.
Yeah, and even for sore throats, because a lot of people get some tonsillitis stuff going on, or they get that little cheesy things that come out of their tonsils if they're on a bad diet. What they do with that, they put just a small amount of water, like 1/2 ounce, and drop like 20 drops in there, and then gargle it. And that will very quickly relieve that sensation, that burning throat, that sore throat thing. Also for dental, it's amazing for, like, if somebody is getting an abscess too, so they have a cavity or something, they drop it straight in. They can literally take that thing and put it right in there and just drop it in, and it alleviates the pain really quickly. And even for teething babies, just the tiniest little bit, just don't drop it in their mouth, obviously. But you would put it on your finger and just rub it on the gums, and it alleviates that.
Yeah, and I can see where it'd be amazing for any kind of like mouth infection or bad breath or anything like that, just knock it out. And, you know, because it has the clove in it, it does make your throat like a little bit numb, which, you know, it takes a minute to get used to that. I don't mind it now because, you know, that clove is really, you know, is so healing. But for me, if people that is irritating, you just drink some warm liquid after you take it to kind of rinse that out.
Yeah. When I first received the bottles, you know, the original samples, I didn't read the bottle properly. It said, put 2 or 3 drops into a glass of water and drink it, or if you want, two or three drops under the tongue. I didn't read that. Dummy me. I was excited because I was at a hotel that we were just checking out. I had some business meetings, and there was a couple of other gentlemen who were also checking out the rooms. When we were there, this is in Northern California. And so the box had come to the hotel. So I was excited. I opened up the box and I took a bottle out, and I was standing beside one of the guys who was at the business meeting. His name was David. And so I just opened it up like this. I squirted one drop per full, which was 42 drops in my mouth like this. And then I did the same for him. I didn't get the sensation yet, right? He's standing there talking to the hotel clerk. And then I realized I'd made a mistake, because suddenly my whole mouth started going numb and it was not comfortable. So I went and I grabbed a bottle of water that I had from the hotel. I opened it and I tried to wash it down. That was my second mistake, because it had already frozen my epiglottis, which was not closing on my trachea. So the water went straight down into my lungs.
Oh,
and
no.
I'm like, oh. So I coughed and hacked this stuff up for like 30 seconds. I got the water out of my lungs. But I'd already frozen the whole thing. Even my vocal cords got frozen. And my voice got very constricted. And I looked over at David, and I saw him reaching for a bottle of water. So I went straight to him, and I said, "Don't drink the water, right? Don't, because he's going to choke." He looked at me like that. And he finished talking to the hotel. And I could see he was like not happy with the sensation he was getting. And then we went out. The car was out the front. So we went and got into the car, and he was sitting in the passenger seat. And I didn't know him that well at that point, right? I'd only met him a couple of days before that. And I looked at him and I said, "How are you feeling?" He goes, "What was that stuff?" And I said, "Well, that's that new product I told you I was waiting for." And I said, "Are you okay?" He goes, "Does it get rid of headaches?" I said, I have no idea. Like, I'm not happy, right? Because I'm talking like this by then. And I said, "I don't know." And he goes, "Well, I didn't want to be a wimp and complain to you guys, but for the last 2 days, I've had like almost migraine level headaches, like literally pounding headaches, and it's been really bad." And he said, like, right after you put it in, like within like a minute, my headache went away. I'm like, I have no idea if that does that. Interesting. I think maybe it was the sensation that was drawing attention to whatever that was, but it literally got rid of his headache. And I said, "Are you sure your headache's gone?" And he shook his head like that, and he goes, "No, it's definitely gone." So I don't know. I haven't actually tested that again. But with me, I had about 6 hours of just really uncomfortable in my throat. Because I think probably because I put the water into my trachea, which he didn't. So his more like absorbed into the mouth and the throat rather than washing it down. And it was about 6 hours of just really uncomfortableness. And then that all went away. But about 2 days later, my voice cracked. And all this stuff came off my vocal cords, through my trachea. And I spit out a whole bunch of this stuff. And my voice went super deep and silky smooth and resonant. I was like, "Wow, I got a new voice." That was after 2 days. So I don't know. People can try, but just be careful. If you do that, don't drink water after it. And so the other thing is, when you are dosing it, like say if somebody's really sick, and I've done this to see if it worked, 50 drops into 1 ounce of water, and then I have a glass of water right beside it. So you shoot it back and immediately wash it down with clear water, and you get no sensation at all. You don't get any numbness, nothing at all, but you get a good dose. So that's one thing that people can do to alleviate any symptoms from the discomfort of the stuff being numb.
You had talked about calcifications of your tissues, and a lot of people could be becoming kind of like hardened. And we see that in people getting older, their soft tissues become hardened, and there's lots of different materials that can do that, including calcium is not bad. It's just like the wrong form of calcium is bad. And I think a lot of heavy metals like cadmium also will harden your tissues as well. Can you talk about how Solaris can help that with like that stiffening that can happen with people?
Right. Well, so the main place that I think, you know, people should focus on as far as the hardening of the arteries, the stiffening of the arteries, and also the plugging up of the arteries, which can give a heart attack or a stroke. What we found out is that the inside of the aorta or the larger blood vessels, if you have a bacterial overgrowth inside your cardiovascular system, it makes the inside of the arteries rough. It's sort of a roughness that happens. And so if people have some small size LDL or different things that could potentially eventually block off their arteries over time, or have a slug of small size LDL that can give them an immediate heart attack, which is one of the biggest killers out there. It takes, because the Soliris is going in and is dealing with that bacterial growth to the bloodstream, it just smooths it out and gets rid of that bacterial overgrowth. Then the interior of the arteries are smooth and they will not pick up. They won't be rough to grab all that stuff. And people, of course, should be watching what they're eating anyway to make sure they don't have these LDL problems. But that is a major help in that regard. And so people's cardiovascular system will eventually go back supple using this kind of thing.
Okay, great. Great. And then can you talk a little bit, just anything else that comes to mind when it comes to like using Soliris or any other stories that you've heard?
Mm-hmm. Well, this is not so much a story as it is a clinical trial. And in Kenya, one of the biggest killers is malaria. And this friend of mine who has a great passion for the malaria problems around the world, in India, has like got a massive problem too. We've never taken it to India, but at the end of 2019, it was arranged. It took a year to arrange this because you have to get a license, you have to get the doctors, and you have to do a clinical study by proof, right? So you have to buy all the test kits for testing for malaria, which is either positive or negative. And we had four different trials. It was November, December were the first two in 2019. And January, February was the next two of 2020. And there was a total of 904 people, and they were all different ages and all different levels of malaria illness. 45%, it was pretty much consistent on all four tests. And all I didn't set up the trials or anything like that. My friend set that all up. He paid for all that. All I did was send him 1,000 bottles. And 45% of the people within 12 hours went from a positive malaria to a negative. And then the next 50% had to have the second dose of two drops to go from positive to negative. And then the last 5% was either three doses of the two drops, four or five doses. So the worst cases only took 10 drops over the course of that time, because every 12 hours they would take it again if they got a positive test, right? And that was pretty much standard. It wasn't exact numbers each of the four times, but it was close. And that was 100% kill of malaria, which got the attention of the Kenyan government. So then they're like, oh, okay, well, that's interesting. And it didn't make anybody sick, because there's other things that people take for malaria that makes them very ill while they're recovering. And they're down or they're vomiting or something. And it was just caught their attention. And we thought, oh, this is going to be really cool. Like, we're going to get some interest from the government level, and it could help the people in Kenya. And so they started asking all these questions. We had to show all of our certificates, because we're, Health Canada site licensed and USDA organic, and who are we and how long have we been around and what have we got? And we were expecting very large orders, but those orders never came in to this day. We thought we would be able to help a lot of people, but for some reason, it just didn't happen after all that work. But that what it did is it showed me that there's something very significant about the power of this, even at the tiny dose. I was also told that it would get rid of dengue fever, but we've never done the test on that. At a similar rate, in a similar fashion.
Yeah, I mean, I believe it just from what I've seen and what I've heard. And I've just had so many anecdotes of like family and friends and clients that use Soliris that are just absolutely love it. And it's just, this is a phenomenal, phenomenal product. It's something that I use nearly every single day. For one reason or another. I definitely, when you first introduced me to this, Ian, I had a rash that I'd had for 9 months. I was using hydrocortisone cream. I was using essential oils. And I look back now, I think it was a fungal infection, but tea tree oil and manuka, honey oil, all kinds of stuff just was not working. And it was gone within 3 days using Soliris. So I had the same thing with another friend of mine, same thing, rash, nothing worked. Soliris got rid of it within a couple of days. And so it's just, there's hundreds of stories I can tell like that. But this is my go-to I can use anything. I've got all kinds of tools in my toolbox. I've got Rife devices and just, bioenergetics and access to really any supplement that I want. This is going to be my go-to when it comes to any kind of like infection or rash. I use it for detoxification. It's just an all-around amazing, amazing product.
Right. Yeah, the two other things that it's really effective in supporting the body to get rid of is any kind of parasitical infections. Parasites hate this stuff with a passion. And the other one is we've seen a lot of people getting Lyme from these tick bites or wherever they're getting it from. It's not necessarily only ticks, but it is great on bringing the symptoms of the Lyme down. And we have not done a test on this to say, okay, we've done a clinical. It has not happened. But we've gotten good feedback on people who had Lyme symptoms drop down. I would love to do a clinical on that because we are getting a rash of this stuff in Canada now. So the ticks with the Lyme infection have been migrating up. And ticks are so nasty because I couldn't understand, like, how would I not notice a big tick eating away at me? Well, you can't notice it because it's so tiny when it crawls up on your body and gets up to where it wants to go. When it burrows in, then it becomes big from eating you. And if you don't get it out properly or is able to get you infected from that bite, it's a problem. You know, people get, they spin off pretty quick if they have a real Lyme infection. So anything to do with Lyme, the sooner you get anything like that, dose this stuff.
I got a tick on myself too. I was in Texas and I thought it was a mole because it was near a mole that I kind of a large mole that I have on my stomach. And I literally thought that this tick was a mole. And I just looked at it for like a few days. And then I realized there was something off about it. But I was like, oh my God, that is a tick. And then it'd been there for days, you know, and they you know, transferring whatever it potentially had in it from blood from other people or animals. It's really, not a good thing to discover a tick on you.
Right. You know, for pets get ticks often. And so one of the things that, and even pets just getting sick, one of the cool things with pets with this one, they won't drink the water. Like you put it in, they're like, ooh, I'm not drinking that water. So because it's so concentrated, you don't squirt it down their throat. You just open the mouth up and just gently put a couple of drops on their tongue. It'll go right into their tongue, right into their bloodstream. So, you know, you can put it under their tongue as well, but most of the time you'll have a hard time with that because they won't lift their tongue for you. But just right on the tongue, and it's a wonderful pet product just to keep your pets healthy and happy. And
yeah.
Keep that, because pets are exposed to all the things we are.
Yeah, and they're full of parasites. And, you know, I think a lot of the anti-parasitic agents and the flea collars and all the stuff that people do with their conventional veterinarian is very, very toxic for them. And there's much better solutions for pets. And I think Solaris is a great alternative.
Yeah, one of the things that we did notice also, and I haven't done the clinical on it, but we noticed a definite upgrade for people who have ever had injections that they had a reaction from. Because a lot of people have had injections, they didn't get the reaction. But the ones who did get the reaction and they felt bad, the Solaris helped to relieve those symptoms. And I think it has to do with this whole, like the technology that they're putting into people's bodies have metals in them. And there may be intelligent technologies, I don't quite know. But Solaris goes right after that stuff. So if people have made the mistake of getting an injection, it's definitely a support to help to wash that garbage out of the system. But they do have to dose it. It is a 90-day sprint that they're going to do at around 50 drops a day. And I've had lots of reports back from people that said they immediately started to feel better. They didn't have to wait. It's like pronto.
Right. Yeah. And I think you can tell, like when you first start taking this, you can tell that it is working. Absolutely. There's no doubt. And so, and that's why people, they try and they continue to take it because they know that it works on a multitude of levels. So Ian, thanks so much for joining us today. Why is there anything else that you want to tell people or any parting words about Solaris?
Well, I think the only way that anyone actually knows anything works is that they take the product and the product teaches them what it does. I could only learn by taking Solaris, and I could only learn from seeing what people did. So it brought my enthusiasm way up. That's why we worked very, very hard to establish a good steady flow. It is abundantly available right now. We have enough to make 400,000 bottles of that. And so, yeah, people, it's like a relief, like, okay, good. That's a tool I want in my little medicine, you know, box here is real natural medicine.
I admit I've had fear about Solaris not being available. Like when you were first, you know, discovered, you know, he was developing it and there was like a shortage of it and they couldn't, you know, there's maybe you weren't sure if you're going to be able to get more or whatever the issue was. I was definitely very concerned that I wasn't going to be able to get more of this because of how effective it is for so many things. I was just thinking, what am I going to use to replace this? There's many things that I've used that aren't as effective as Solaris in a number of different categories.
Yeah, the abundant availability is, I'm so thankful and happy. But even 400,000 bottles is not much, but we can produce that much in a month if we had to. We're at that level now. Because when I find things that are must-haves, it's not like want to have, like to have. These are must-have tools in your toolbox. And then you have your like to have, want to have stuff, and you got your luxury stuff. They're all fine and dandy, but you got to have the must-haves. And this definitely fits a major category of must-have.
Okay, fantastic. Well, Ian, tell us what your website is and where we can get some Solaris.
Yeah, so it's activationproducts.com. And you should have a link that where people can get a special deal through you, because people who follow you, we always make sure that they get the preferential treatment, because they're like the early adopters and the first ones to hear about it. And if this is the first time you've heard about it, yeah, you definitely want to make sure you take advantage of pricing on this, because it's super affordable to start with. And we make sure it's even more affordable.
Yeah. And I think you can see a special down below. If you buy multiple bottles, you get an even better deal on it. That's what I'd recommend. So Ian, thanks so much for joining us today. And I really appreciate your time. And everyone, thanks for tuning in and listening.
Yeah, thank you, Wendy.
The Myers Detox Podcast is created and hosted by Wendy Myers. This podcast is for information purposes only. Statements and views expressed on this podcast are not medical advice. This podcast, including Wendy Myers and the producers, disclaim responsibility for any possible adverse effects from the use of information contained herein. Opinions of guests are their own, and this podcast does not endorse or accept responsibility for statements made by guests. This podcast does not make any representations or warranties about guest qualifications or credibility. Individuals on this podcast may have direct or indirect financial interest in products or services referred to herein. If you think you have a medical problem, consult a licensed physician. Thank you.